来翻开四世纪第十七章。
Let's open to the book of Judges, chapter 17.
十七章到二十一章。
From chapter 17 to 21.
这一段是讲到当时四世纪的某一个时期里面的事情。
It concerns matters during the period of the Judges.
就像路德记是四世纪里面的一个时期里面的一件事情。
Just like the book of Ruth describe a certain event that happened in the time of Judges.
这一段也是一个当时他们的一个背景是这样。
So this is what's the way they were.
那么写四世纪的我们看到他把这样的一个光景里面写出来。
So we see that how the person who wrote the book of Judges described the scenarios.
从这一个这个出埃及记的绕旷野到四世纪，这等同于都我们信仰生活里头。
So from the Exodus to this book of Judges, all this description represent our lives and our faith.
一个因为不信的心而绕旷野。
Because our unbelief that we will wander in the desert.
一个是在应许之地呢，没有遵照神的话语而行。
One is not walking according to the word of God in the land of promise.
四世纪给我们看到都是因为犯了罪没有遵守神的话语，结果神把他们交在这一个任何的一个魔这个王的手里面。
So like in the book of Judges, because they did not they did wickedness or transgress against the Lord, that the Lord gave them to the kings in the area.
然后他们呼求神，神兴起士师来拯救他们。
So they cry out to the Lord, the Lord came to help them.
结果呢国中太平三十年四十年二十年。
Then the Israel had peace 30, 40, 70 years.
之后呢他们又忘记神。
But then they forgot the Lord again.
神又让他们交在任何的一个王的手里面的时候，他们又开始呼求神。
So the Lord gave them again to the hands of the kings in the area, they again cry out to the Lord.
四世纪其实跟这个出埃及记的那个从加底斯到加底斯的那一个巡回啊。一个大行为，一个是小行为。
So the book of Judges is sort of like a small repetition of from Kadesh to Kadesh.
很可惜，让我们看到的一件事情就是说，一直在这样的巡回的当中是越来越败弱。
Now, unfortunately, what we see here that the repetition is not just the same, but the corruption is even worse.
所以，如果是同样一件事情一而再、再而三的时候，我们虽然都有悔改到主的面前来。
So even though things are repeated over and over, even though we have come before the Lord,
而没有彻底的对付的时候，
but we do not face it thoroughly,
我们就看见这一件事情呢，使我们越来越受捆绑。
Then we become more and more bound by this,
以至于呢，生命里面呢就没有办法翻转过来。
Then our lives cannot be turned around.
每一次神兴起士师，
every time God raised a judge.
可以讲说是我们的信仰生命当中的每一次的复兴跟眺望。
So you can think of it as the revival of and restoration of our lives and in each one of us each time.
但是我们看到那个眺望复兴的时间呢越来越短。
But we see that stirring and the restoration period becomes shorter and shorter.
一开始从八十年就降到四十年。
In the beginning, it went from 8 years to 40 years.
后来就降到二十年。
Then 20 years.
从二十年以后呢，降到什么个位数的
？Then from 20 years and become just individual, not years.
那被交在这个恶人的手中呢，本来短短的越来越长。
And at the time in the hands of the wicked people, became longer and longer.
从这样子的一个被捆绑的过程当中
，through the process of being bound,
我们来看到我们基督徒信仰的生命里头。
We look at the faith of Christians.
应该给我们有一个非常大的反思。
And we should reflect greatly.
也就是说，以色列人知道他们所犯的问题到底在哪里。
And it shows us where their problems were.
他们也想去改变这个现状。
They also wanted to change this.
但是不从神的方法而着手。
But they did not start with methods from God.
因为他们要的是什么？就是现在赶快解决的这种现状。
Because what they wanted was to solve the problem right there and then.
这个苦难的现状如果现在解决了，神与我同在。
If the suffering was solved, then they felt that there was presence of God.
神当然也知道他们在那苦难中的劳苦，所以他们兴起士师，即刻的来拯救他们。
But also God knows their suffering, so that's why He raised the judges to help them.
很可惜，这些拥有能力及恩赐的士师没有把这一些以色列人带到神的道上来。
But unfortunately, those judges that had the power and the gifts, but did not bring the Israelites through the word of God to the Lord.
直到撒母耳出现。
Until the Samuel appeared.
整个以色列才渐渐归入到神所要的期待的那个信仰。
Then the Israelites returned to the faith that God wanted them to have.
那这一再的都在告诉我们说，如果在绕旷野的时候。
This tells us that if we are wandering in the desert,
从加底斯回到加底斯那一代的人就过去。
Now from Kadesh to Kadesh, that whole generation will pass away.
到了四世纪在应许之地的时候。
But in the land of promise in the book of Judges,
如果仍然不按照神的话语 的进行，
if we don't go according to the word of God,
我们的信心不会更成长。
Our faith will not grow.
顺服在神的话语上只会让我们的信心更成长。
Only by obeying the word of God will our faith grow.
不信在神的顺服里头的时候呢，那一个信心呢，会未来会凋萎。
But if you have unbelief in your faith, then the faith will wither.
所以从我们十七章里面来看到，还他们的这一个四世纪里面的大致上的那种信仰状态是这样。
So from chapter 17, we see the general.The conditions of their faith.
我们来看到17章第六节。
Let's look at 17 verse 6.
这是从这里以后呢，我们就看到，并不是说这一个这参孙以后的世代才会有这种情形发生。
It's not just only after Samson that this happened.
这一个是每一个士师，每一个士师最后这个是那每一个时代的士师都有类似这样的情形发生。
So this was a general characteristic of each generation of judges.
对，十七章到二十一章是一个这一个例子。
So chapter 17 to verse 21 is another example.
四世纪里面他们信仰状态的一种例子。
It's a history of their faith.
我们就看到那时以色列中没有王。
So we saw that in those days Israel had no king.
个人任意而行。
Everyone did as he saw fit.
那其实这句话是非常的讽刺。
This is actually a very mocking here. The words from Marcus.
应该来讲是耶和华为他们的元帅。
The Lord should have been their commander.
耶和华作为他们的王。
And the Lord is their king.
那么这里讲到那时以色列中没有王。
But it says here, in those days Israel had no king.
这个意思是什么？
What does it mean?
他们不把耶和华当王。
That they did not treat the Lord as the king.
他们也不希望耶和华来引导他们。
They also did not want the Lord to lead them.
因为呢，他们开始从这一个自己以为是的方法行走。
Because they thought what was right and did according to what they thought was right.
一直到怎么样，假意的跟随神。
Until they falsely follow the Lord.
这一些呢，都是告诉我们说以色列中没有王的一个例子。
So it tells us that this is how they had no king in those days.
并不是说以色列当中没有像外邦他们有什么摩亚利王啊，或是这个亚门王啊，他们来统治他们。
So it's not like they had no kings as like the king of Moab or Ammonites.
四世纪里面讲到了以色列中没有王，就是他们没有把耶和华当作他们的王。
So here it says they had no king is because they did not treat the Lord as their king.
这个是信仰失去。这一个真正信心的缘由。
This is where their faith walk lost the true faith.
那表示是我们的信心里面没有把主当主的时候。
So in our faith, if we don't treat the Lord as the Lord,
虽然我们在一个基督教的活动的范围里头。
Even though we are in the Christian activity,
那么后面讲一下个人任意而行。
It's equivalent to everyone did as he saw fit.
按照自己以为是的观念，以为正确的观念，任意而行。
So everybody did according what they thought was fitting.
就表示怎么样？当时这个以色列当中，并没有教导神的律例典章，而是靠着自己的方法而行。
So that means that the Israelites were not taught the laws and decrees, and they did as they did as they saw fit.
然后我们在十七章里面看到一个米勒。
So in chapter 17 we saw Micah.
还有米勒的母亲。
And Micah's mother.
米勒呢，他怎么样？这一个呢，啊，这一个偷了他的妈妈的钱。
He stole his mother's money.
那么因为怕遭受到咒诅呢，他就怎么样？开始怎么样？承认这个是他收的。
But because afraid of the curse, he confessed.
母亲就看这孩子自己孩子偷的怎么样呢？哎呀，没事没事，啊，这个好像咒诅就不用临到他了。
So when she realized it was her own son, she said, no curse.
那么呢，要怎么样让这个孩子里面走正确的道路
？So to let the son walk in the right path.
用任意而行的方法。
Yet she used the way that she saw fit.
把这钱怎么样啊？去做一个庙，这个这一个神像。
So she used the money to build an idol.
更特别是，她叫她自己的儿子去当这个祭司。
And she what's even worse is that she used her own way to have a priest.
我们就看到说，任意而行到这种程度。
To the point of the
这都是神所不允许的。
This is not this is a priest god.
立神像。
So to send an idol,
就是已经怎么样违背十诫里面的一诫，
或者
雕刻偶像
，already violated one of the Ten Commandments.
再来怎么样？他怎么样自立为祭司
？And then he set himself as a priest.
祭司只有立位里面的这个亚伦啊，这个族里面立位支派里面亚伦那一族的才可以当祭司。
Only from descendants of the tribe of Aaron could they be Levites or priests.
所以神的拣选表示是什么？神的拣选是在拣选中的拣选。
So meaning that God choose from the chosen.
那么我们现在每一个人都是君尊的祭司。
Now every one of you is a royal priest.
这意味着神在拣选我们当中是拣选中的拣选。
And then God is choosing from among the chosen.
神拣选以由犹太人成为这一个什么神的国度。
So the Israelite became God's kingdom.
神的子民的代表。
And it represents the people of God.
再从这一个十二个支派里面拣选一个利未支派来侍奉他。
Then from the 12 tribe, he chose the Levite to serve him.
再从利未支派里面的亚伦的家族里面挑选出祭司来。
Then from the descendants of Aaron, he chooses to be a priest.
祭司是怎么样？是在拣选当中的拣选。
The priests are chosen of the chosen.
那你跟你隔壁讲一下，你是在拣选当中的拣选。
So tell those next to you, you are the chosen of the chosen.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，神是用百般的智慧。
Because the Bible says that God uses all kind of wisdom.
神把那个恩典给我们，他是用百般的智慧。
That fill us with wisdom through all wisdom.
你可以看到说神说有就有命立就立他竟然要用百般的智慧
Yet you know you remember God says speaks and it comes to be when he commands his
做什么工作呢就是拣选我们
The work he does is to choose us
要让我们这一个人知道
So that let us know
我们是蒙神所眷爱的
That we are beloved
那么这里面呢给我们看到说表示怎么样不可以自己去怎么样去我是成为什么样子
So he tells us here we cannot become as we choose.
在这个观点里面给我们看到说不是我们可以成为神的儿女。
So he gives us a viewpoint that it's not we can just become.
是神让我们使他使我们成为他的儿女。
That we become the children of God, but yet he makes us
his children. 我们得救本乎恩。
But salvation is of grace.
也因着神赐给我们的信心。
But because the faith he given us.
并不是说我们得救本乎恩也因着我来相信
It's not because we are received our salvation through grace and because I believe
这是一般基督教的解释就是因为怎么样神赐恩我信心如果没有神的恩典也没有我的信心就没有办法一拍即合
This is what the general Christianity explains that if I don't have my belief even though he gives me the grace
这种已经解经的前面解释错后面一定错
So they already explained erroneously. So what the subsequent comes will be wrong too.
就像我们在已经解经的时候，如果用这一个啊，这个十诫里面的这个追讨罪，直到三四代。
So just like in the Ten Commandments, if we just look at how God punishes after 30 generations,
生命记里面呢告诉我们说啊，神不追讨孩子父亲犯罪孩子的罪，神不追讨。
So that we saw also in the other verses that the God does not go after the sins of the children.
那么又在以西结尼西米又再讲一遍。
And it was repeated in book of Ezekiel and Jeremiah.
又再一次的用他自己永生的名来启示说。
That he declared in his own name.
那如果你这样把它解释起来，看起来说，哎呀，那不是自相矛盾吗？
So if you put it all together, you say, and these all contradictory.
十诫告诉我们说，神要追讨我们的罪，直到三世代。
The Ten Commandments says that God wants to punish us up to for thirty generations.
但生命记告诉我们说，神不追讨我们的罪，第二代都不追讨。
But in Book of Deuteronomy says that God does not go after our sins, not even to second generation.
耶利米书跟这个以西结告诉我们说，神用他永生的名来启示说，断不再把这种追讨的罪呢传讲下去。
And God in Book of in Jeremiah and Ezekiel says that He will not go after the sins of the children.
所以你如果用这个十诫里面的追讨罪直到三世代来解释圣经的时候
，So if you just use the verses in the Ten Commandments to explain the Bible，
你就把那个以色列为他们祖宗认罪的那些哦，所以我们就必须要这样。
Then you confess the sins of forefathers because of this.
已经解经是非常困难的一件事情。
To explain the verses already not easy.
很多人不知道什么叫做已经解经。
People do not understand use Bible verses to explain the verses.
以圣经的前提来做整个的原则性的解经。
They use the beginning and the end to explain the Bible verses in general principles.
如果你前提领受错误的，后面解释一定错误。
Because what you receive incorrectly before, then what you try to explain later on will also be wrong.
后来慢慢在看圣经的时候，不要用已经解经的方式。
Then later on, people stop using Bible verses to explain the verses.
除非你对这个经总原则性非常的了解。
Unless you understand the principles very clearly.
所以我宁可用圣经的概论的总原则性来解经。
That's why I would rather use the general principles in the Bible to explain the verses.
因为我们有旧约新约。
Because we have the Old Testament and New Testament.
我们可以一览无遗。
So we have nothing.
以前的人没有办法。
The people before us had nothing like this.
就是到十九世纪之前也没有办法。
Even before the 19th century, they didn't have means like this.
现在我们太方便。
Today is so convenient for us.
那如果我们不好好的去读圣经。
If we don't read the Bible well.
我们当然没有办法明白。
Of course, we cannot understand.
如果我们的生命里面像米勒的母亲一样
，So if our life is like the Micah's mother,
任意而行
，and did as she saw fit,
解释神的话语
，explain the word of God,
或是呢以利为主
，So maybe just for her,
米勒的母亲就是一个利用神的人
，So his mother was one who used God.
他利用神，他要使自己怎么样蒙福
？She used God so that she can receive blessings.
企图利用宗教的好处啊，反而那个生命里面越来越衰败。
They use the benefits of the religion, yet their lives are more corrupt.
十七章里面啊，这个米勒母亲说啊，这个分派自己的儿子做一个祭司。
So Micah set himself to be a tribe to be a priest.
之后我们看到有一个利未人来到他们当中。
But later on, we saw that there was a young Levite that came by.
哎，他们也知道利未人。里面呢才能够成为祭司。
Even they understood that only Levites can be a priest.
当时自己又把自己当成祭司。
But at the time he made himself a priest.
因为这个只能给自己好处，所有的以色列人都知道，只有利未人才可以当祭司。
All the Israelites knew only Levites could be priests.
才可以在神的殿中服侍神。
Only can then they can only serve only they can serve in the temple of the Lord.
所以米勒当祭司是师出无门呐。
So when Micah became a priest, he didn't know what to do.
哎呀，感谢神，神差派一个知道我做这样子非常好，所以呢，他怎么样差派一个利未人来
？So he said to himself, "Oh, because God was pleased with what I'm doing, that's why he sent a Levite to me."
因此他怎么样啊？我知道耶和华必赐福给我。
So he said that the Lord will bless him.
因为我为神的宗教大发热心啊。
Because I had great zeal for God's religion.
你有没有发现到？很多人信了主以后还是有一种功利主义。
So we can see that a lot of people when they after they came to faith they still believe that there's a general benefit.
或是一种 将功补过的方式。
Or maybe they feel that they can make it up by doing good works.
神从来在圣经里面不讲到将功补过。
God never said you can make it up by good works.
只有神的恩典。
It's only by God's grace.
因为神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Because whom he wants to have compassion, he will have compassion.
他按他的公义要恩待谁就恩待谁。
So through his righteousness, whom he wants to bestow favor, he will bestow favor.
他的公义是最公平的。
Because his righteousness is most just.
没有一个公平比他还公平。
There's no one who is more just than he.
因此呢，每一个人心中都有一个砝码。
So everybody has a.
就像我们
thinking in their own heart.
就像我们在这个每一个人都有手表一样。
Just everyone. Everyone has a watch, for example.
这个表很好。
This is a good watch.
然后呢，这个八点要赶火车了。
But 8 o'clock, I need to catch a train.
哎呀，这个7:50就到。
So I arrive by 7:50.
火车怎么走了？
I mean, how come the train already left?
我的表7:50而已啊。
But my watch says 7:50.
这个火车站的钟那已经怎么样？8:10了。
But the clock by the train station is already 10 after 8.
你跑去跟站长讨论吧啊。
So why don't you go to talk to the train manager?
哦，我的表才这个。50分，怎么火车跑了呢
？My watch is only 10 of. How come the train already left?
不要觉得好笑，我们经常在这跟神这样 argue， 你知道不知道
？Don't think it's funny because this is how we argue with God.
我们常常在跟神这样吵架，叫神啊，你看看我做这么多的东西。
We often try to argue with God, you know, telling him that how much we have done.
神只是不好意思跟你讲说，我又没有叫你做。
God just in the sadly God just to tell you what to do these things.
而且你都做错
，Not only that you did them incorrectly，
还影响很多人。我都还没追讨你，你还马上还跟我还好意思跟我讲。
You've done a lot of things and hurt other people. I haven't even, you know, come after you.
米勒的母亲就是以为他在宗教上这样子来做一些工作啊，会讨神的喜欢。
Micah's mother thought that she could do this and to please God.
啊，他现在呢，我们已经有利未人当做祭司了啊，就是说呢，我知道，便说我知道耶和华赐福给我。
So now she said, "Oh, thank God we have a Levite, so that I know God will
bless us." 你有没有发现很顺啊？我才刚弄一个神这样啊。
Don't you think that they think it's prosperous?
按我的孩子当祭司。
That they just make an idol and
马上就有一个利未人来。
I sent my son as a priest and a Levite right away.
这是神的引导。有没有
they will say, oh, this is God's leading.
告诉你很顺利、哦、不一定是神的旨意
So prosperity doesn't mean it's God's will.
那我们给我们看到这个是当时四世纪里面的一个宗教态度
This is just an attitude in religion in the book of Judges.
也是给我们今天、啊、这个、这个在这个、信仰上给我们一个很大的警惕
This is also a warning to our faith.
对，当我们也看到17章里面利未人他不在自己的地方好好待着
We can saw that the Levite did not remain his own position
也就是说没有在自己的定位里头
In other words, he did not stay where he was set
到处去找工作
He went all over the place to seek job
利未人能找什么工作
What kind of work can Levites find?
就是找这个服事的工作
Only the ministry work
同样讲难听的牧师找什么工作
In other words, what can pastors do?
牧师就是找牧养的工作。
They only do the work of shepherding.
这一个地区里面呢、啊，这个收掉以后
，after an area has been accepted.
我加州是哈、啊、这个很特别的地方、啊、
California is a very special place.
啊，早期在1995年的时候，有一些台湾有一群人啊到贝里斯去。
So in 1995, there's a group of people that left for Belize.
96-97的那个时候哈、啊，这个贝里斯大复兴啊。
In 1996-1997, that area was greatly revived.
95年讲到怎么样？这个台湾要被血洗。
So in 1995, that the Taiwan was going to have disasters.
用的一种叫做什么焦土政策，要把整个台湾给毁掉。
That they were going to destroy the whole Taiwan.
基督徒啊，神启示你，先要逃到一个神所为你安排的一个地方，叫做贝里斯。
So they tell the Christians that God has prepared a place for them. It's called Belize.
贝里斯翻台语就不太好听，我不知道翻广东话好不好听。
If it translates into Chinese, it doesn't sound too good.
翻这台湾话叫贝里斯啊。
In Taiwanese, it means that to die with you.
贝里斯到那个地方去啊
，to go to Belize
啊，到那个地方，结果呢，哎，发生台湾没事嘛
？But there are people found that nothing happened to Taiwan.
哎呀，人心怎么样，总是失汉，回到天那个地方。
So men hearts always long for the original place.
家产都卖掉，都跑到贝里斯去了。
They sold everything and went to Belize. So what could they do?
那你一定找不到工作啊
！And what kind of work are you going to find there?
总不能这个在那个地方啊，这个做空在那个地方嘛。
You can't just sit idle there.、
啊、当时很多的基督徒到那个地方一同共同建立教会。
So a lot of Christians went there together to build church.
有好多牧师在那个地方共同建立一个那时候盛况空前的七八百人。
So they actually several pastors got together and built a church.That could sit 700-800 people.
结果发现这预言是假的时候
，When they found out the prophecy was false,
慢慢的怎样啊？这个啊，牧师一个一个离开了。
And gradually, pastor left by one by one.
啊，离开了，当时他们怎么样？掏出起来奉献的钱能不能拿回？拿不回来。
And the money that they donated, of course they cannot receive it.
算了，就当奉献吧。
So they treat it as offering.
好吧，就走了。
So they left.
好多那时候的牧师跑到加州了。
So a lot of those pastors came to California.
如果你有去，当然你们不可能有那么时间去看这些事情。
Of course, you guys don't have time to look into these matters.
那时候呢，啊，还没当牧师。
Before I was not a pastor.
我就比较闲。
So I was a little more curious.
就发现到那时候哈，这个教会如雨后春笋啊，爆发出来。
So just how I found out that the church, problems got exposed.
一间一间的教会设立。
And all the churches that set up one by one.
当然也有一间一间教会关掉。
Of course, there were churches that were closed one by one.
那最近呢，啊，也开始爆发这样子的一个建立教会潮。
So recently, also there was explosion of church building.
为什么呢？因为关岛跟这一个啊，这个啊，这个啊，啊，这个代班啊。
Because it's basically it's folding and reopening.
美国以前在那个地方有一个扩大在那个地方给他们有一个很好的这个免税免关税。
So before there was a good quota for churches so that they don't have to pay taxes,
对不对？
Because it's in the United States.
在关岛就关岛隔壁而已嘛。
So if it's the next door church closes only the next door.
也有一个小公园插着美国国旗是美国属地啊。
Because this is the land United States with a flag in the park.
在班岛的人都拿美国护照，但是没有投票权。
So a lot of people who are going up to the banner, they don't have the.
当时总共有这个十年的政策在那个地方开设工厂。
So they had a 10-year policy to set up a factories.
中国大陆很多人跑到那个地方去做工。
A lot of people from China went there to work.
三年一任。
So after 3 years.
所以两任，为期两任六年。
So they have a ship, basically a rotation of 3 years or 2 years.
很多的人就到那个地方去帮助那些中国的人。
So a lot of people went there to help these Chinese.
啊，在那个地方，很多中国越来越多这个想要在那个地方留下。
A lot of people wanted to stay.
政策不准。
But the policy did not allow them.
12年过去了。
After 12 years.
那么那一些工厂呢，要被怎么样？被很多的取代掉了。
So a lot of factories were closed.
优惠政策也没有。
And then the policies to follow.
中国的华工又回到中国了。
And the Chinese labor went back to China.
当时在那一个地方是教会林立，很多是要开这个小 van 去载人去聚会的。
And so a lot of churches were set up then. They had vans, planned vans to pick up people to meet.
工厂关掉了，人工走了，教会也没人了。
So when the factories closed, the people left.Then there were no one to attend the church.
这些牧师呢，发现到移民潮都跑到加州了，哎，赶快又跑到加州来。
So all these, there was a hot trend to come to California for these pastors, and then so they came to California.
我没有说这是不对啊，因为市场在哪里，本来就在那个地方传福音。
Yeah, I didn't say this was wrong because where there's a market, they need to go and preach the gospel.
只不过是呢，啊，我们就会看到呢，很多的基督徒呢，啊，就被这个吸引去那个地方与他同工。
So unfortunately, we see a lot of Christians being attracted by this, and they go there to be co-workers.
这是我想到，就是说我们没有把人家教好。
But what I was thinking is that if we didn't teach them correctly,
然后他在那个地方跟他同工，可以把他教好。
But if they can teach them correctly when they, as co-workers,
我们应该有一个反思。
We need to have a reflection.
当然，如果他被他教好了，我们应该更深的反思。
So if they were taught correctly, then we need to reflect even more.
啊，如果造成别人牧师的误会啊，这个把人家给拖垮了，我们也应该反思。
So if it's because the pastors that things has crumbled, we also need to reflect more.
这个是17章到21章里面给我们看到当时的信仰状态。
So this is what we see from chapter 17 to verse 21. This.So we need to
see that in Israel, there was no king.
So when we see that in Israel, in those days, Israel had no king, what their spiritual life was like. One, they did not go according to the word of God. So what is in their heart as king is their own idea.
所以整个十九章里面给我们看到整个以色列的信仰瓦解的一些危机信号。
So we see the signs of the danger of when their faith are in the wrong place.
整个这个在这个祭这个利未人呢这个在那个地方呢起切的一个问题。
This is a problem when the Levi and his concubine at that location.
利未人是何等要遵守圣洁的问题。
The Levi had to be very consecrated.
这个妾与人发生奸淫的时候呢，他还是去把他接纳回来。
Yet he went to receive this concubine who was unfaithful.
这个不能解释神的在他里头的一种宽容跟怜悯。
This cannot explain the God's mercy and broad forgiveness in him.
为什么？因为第一个，你是神所不许的。
One is because this pleases God.
那圣经的律法里面很清楚告诉我们。
But and the law is very clear.
那一个妾如果跟人家发生奸淫，是要被石头打死。
That if this concubine was unfaithful, will have to be stoned to death.
那表示什么呢
？Meaning what?
表示我们的生命里头呢，我们容让这个问题。
That in our lives we allow this.
因此呢，我们看到整个十九章到二十章里面给我们看到当时的一种状态。
This is what happened. So chapter 19 to 20 shows us what happened.
跟索多玛、俄摩拉是很相像的一个时代。
It's a very similar period. It's a very similar to the period of Sodom and Gomorrah.
那么，是不是以色列人渐渐被他影响了呢
？Is it because the Israelites were gradually influenced by them?
没有错，因为便雅悯的支派。
Yes, because they were the Benjamites.
我们看到说，哎呀，这些匪徒，你们要把它交出来，便雅悯不要把它交出来。
We saw that the wicked people wanted these people, but the Benjamites would not give them out.
不但容让罪在我们的里头发生，而且怎么样，不愿意去认这个罪。
So we not only want to let this sin happen in us, we also don't want to confess the sin.
认为这是合理的。
Thinking that this is right.
所以招来怎么样，差点灭支派之祸。
So it almost incurred the destruction of the whole tribe.
这个就是当时的一个属灵光景。
This is the spiritual scene of the time.
我们就看到四世纪的属灵光景给我们有一个很大的警示。
That's why we see the spiritual scenario in Book of Judges gave us a great reflection.
我们应该好好的在读四世纪的时候，我们看到我们的生命的光景是什么。
So when we read the Book of Judges, we need to think about our the lives, the scenarios of life.
这一个整个出埃及记到这一个四世纪的循环在循环。
We see that from Exodus to the Book of Judges that is a repetition of us. 除非
我们被放弃我们自己的观念
，unless we give up our own thinking，
回到神他自己的话语
，and turn back to the Word of God。
要不然这样子一直容让到最后怎么越来越败坏。
So that we allow it to slip more and more. At the end, it's a terrible
condition. 所以一个人没有办法自己救自己。
No one can save themselves.
唯有回到神的面前来。
Only by turning back to God.
这个是我们看到四世纪后面的这几章里面给我们看到的一个这个例子，这些属灵的光景。
This is what the examples in chapter 19 and end on the end of the book of Judges show us as an example.
表示每一个四世纪的时代都有这个问题。
Mean that every era in judge happened. That's right.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们看见四世纪里面的话语。
We see the words in the judges.
给我们有很大的反思。
That we have a great reflection.
使我们警醒。
That we may be careful.
让我们的信仰里头。
That in our faith.
不是以我们的利益为主。
It's not by our own profit.
是以神你的国度为主。
But by your kingdom as a
求主调整我们的心态。
May you adjust our attitudes.
调整我们的信心。
And adjust our faith.
重生我们每一个人。
And make us reborn. Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.